Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Reach.
No more fascist bullies disturbing our peace.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring interviews, music, news, and events on the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a world of health, peace, prosperity, harmony, and nonviolence. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management.
Examine it closely.
Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. This episode will focus on the global crisis. And offering a potential for healing and harmony. Reading a recent article by Dr. Will Tuttle. And then we'll hear some awesome vegan music. The name of this article is Dark Science, Food and Freedom. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. The name of the song is Alive by Will Tuttle. And here's Dark Science, Food and Freedom, published January 5th, 2021. Human misunderstanding of nature and of ourselves continues to escalate every day. And this misunderstanding is typically organized, propagated, and lauded as science. What we see unfolding around us over the past year is a rapid acceleration of trends that have already been well established in science, medicine, government, commerce, education, and the media to erode free speech and other essential human rights and concentrate ever-increasing control of power, wealth, and information in the hands of a tiny elite. This is accomplished through the corruption of our basic institutions and through deceiving us about the nature of these institutions. While it is noble to genuinely seek truth through science, to trade honestly in commerce, and to serve the common interest in government, and so forth, our institutions and social functions have become thoroughly corrupted, inverted, and deceptive, and we do not sufficiently recognize the extent to which this has happened and the devastating impact it is having on our cultural sanity. For example, science as it is now practiced today has become primarily dark science. The science that is paraded and praised in official narratives as the objective search for truth through deductive reasoning and inductive peer-reviewed double-blind experiments by unbiased researchers is a deceptive mask hiding the reality of dark science, which has become pervasive. Dark science has an agenda, which is to increase human control and domination of nature and animals, and to increasingly concentrate power in the hands of the wealthy elite who control the funding of science through predatory philanthropy, as well as through capturing governmental, university, and corporate research departments and the media narratives. Billions of dollars flow to armies of scientists who are working to develop ever more devastating military-type technologies to bomb, destroy, manipulate, target, and survey both foreign and domestic groups of people, and to researchers whose agenda is to poison and kill animals and insects, to destroy microorganisms, to genetically engineer patentable life forms, including plants, animals, and human beings, all to further concentrate power in the hands of a few. Dark science claims to be a force for our good, bringing more comfort, ease, convenience, and health to our lives. Are we masked, fear-filled, disconnected masses happier, healthier, and more fulfilled because of the technologies that increasingly track and define our lives? Cancer, diabetes, autoimmune and neurological diseases, and depression, anxiety, substance abuse, and suicide among young people, as well as economic inequity, pollution, crime, hunger, and conflict are surging to unprecedented levels. It is clear that dark science serves an agenda that centralizes power, which is what the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderberg Group, and now, more recently, the World Economic Forum and other elite organizations have been promoting for decades and their forebears for centuries. The primary characteristic of this new world order, also known as the Great Reset, is highly centralized control of media, science, government, finance, and human beings by a small handful of elites working through an army of technocrats. In many ways, humanity is reduced to the status of livestock, and individual human rights, economic freedom, and bodily autonomy are sacrificed and destroyed for the greater good. Along with dark science, we now have a pandemic of dark commerce. Whereas commerce itself, like science, is a potentially beneficial and healthy practice engaged in by humans for millennia, dark commerce, like dark science, hides behind this mask of benevolence and is actually a tool of enslavement, relentlessly concentrating wealth and power into the hands of an ever-shrinking plutocratic elite. This financial elite operates through control of the Federal Reserve and other central banks, as well as through the World Bank, the IMF, and massive investment firms like BlackRock, Vanguard, and others. Wielding enormous financial and political power, they control corporate and government policies as well as media narratives. In a similar way, government is recognized as a potentially beneficent and necessary institution to help us humans cooperate and organize our interactions. Given the large-scale nature of our world today, but in place of government, we primarily have what has become dark government, which is virtually completely unresponsive to the actual will of the people and instead serves the agenda of the plutocratic elite, relentlessly eroding our human rights under the guise of increasing our safety and security. Instead of education, which wears the mask of teaching young people to become more aware, informed, and better able to think clearly and critically, we now have the widespread specter of dark education, which is a coordinated assault on children's mental, emotional, and intellectual health. Dark education, like dark government, is increasingly centralized and serves to reduce capacities for creativity and curiosity so that young people are indoctrinated into the accepted narratives and trained to rely on outside authorities and to be dominated by them and to do their bidding at all costs. Dark education prepares children to be willing fodder for dark commerce and the other dark institutions that characterize our world today. The practice of medicine has been corrupted to a large degree by dark medicine. From infancy, we are all bombarded with messages that our health depends on submitting to doctors, drugs, and procedures, and that we are under constant attack by dangerous pathogens that can harm us, and that other people can make us sick. we are relentlessly conditioned to abandon efforts to take control of our health through diet, lifestyle, and living a life of spiritual striving and through fulfilling an inspiring purpose through creative endeavors. Dark medicine steals our basic confidence in our inherent health and natural immunity and promulgates many forms of toxic and harmful substances and procedures that further erode our health. Empowering all of these dark institutions is the media, which has today become the dark media. While journalism and media serve the vital role of providing a public forum for sharing information and discussing various sides of issues, the primarily dark media we have today has been captured by dark commerce, dark science, and dark government. Perspectives that do not serve the New World Order agenda of centralization of power and information in the hands of a few are either ignored or actively censored. Legacy media, such as the NYT, BBC, CNN, NPR, etc., were the first to be captured, followed by the internet giants comprising social media. It's difficult to overstate the damage continually wreaked on our society by the relentlessly deceptive dark media, as it blocks discussion and churns out misinformation to divide and disempower the population so that it willingly acquiesces to the official narratives formulated to destroy individual freedom and centralize authority and control. Underlying all of these dark institutions is the spinning fury at the core of our culture that is also the most invisible and unrecognized, dark food. As I discuss in the World Peace Diet, eating the flesh and secretions of enslaved and abused animals is the defining essence of our society, and it drives the ongoing ecological and cultural devastation we see around us and physiological, psychological, and ethical spiritual harm as well. Eating food could be, and should be, a celebration of the abundance of grains, nuts, seeds, berries, fruits, vegetables, and other plant-based foods that would allow all of us to be nourished on a small fraction of the land and other resources currently required to feed us animal-based foods. However, being born into a culture that compels us to eat the extreme misery and toxicity of animal-sourced foods, our natural empathy, intelligence, and respect for the sacred feminine dimension of life are eroded and destroyed. And we fail to recognize that the foods we are eating are dark foods. The agricultural practices that emphasize pesticides, toxic chemical fertilizers, massive drugging and injecting of animals with hormones and poisons, genetic engineering of plants and animals, monocropping, and so forth, are all manifestations of dark food's accomplice, dark agriculture. Thus, from the ancient foundation of dark food, we find that, over the centuries, we have been using dark science to increasingly imprison and destroy the vitality, joy, and health of animals, wildlife, ecosystems, indigenous cultures, and ourselves. Animals have thus gone from being free from human interference to being occasionally hunted, to being herded, to being imprisoned, and finally to being either forced into extinction or genetically mutated and hyperconfined and force-medicated as mere patentable property objects for human use. Just as dark food, dark agriculture, dark science, and the other dark institutions have been devastating to the billions of animals routinely mutilated, raped, and killed for food and other products, the same centralized agenda is increasingly playing out for human beings who are progressively being viewed as mere livestock by their elite managers and technocrats. If we insist on sowing seeds of misery, disease, and slavery in billions of animals whose interests are to them as significant as our interests are to us, how can we pretend to be worthy of lives, of freedom, health, and abundance for ourselves? The boomerang effect operates with uncanny precision. reducing animals to livestock, we are becoming livestock ourselves. The handwriting is clearly on the wall. We are in a critical time, and it is essential that we cease our practice of exploiting animals. Freeing them, we create the foundation for our own freedom. Otherwise, we are, like them, trapped in the mask-wearing deceptions of dark media, dark science, dark commerce, and the other dark institutions that spring inevitably from the violence and delusion of the dark food system into which we've been born. Thanks for making an effort to look beyond the deceptive narratives, to question the inner conditioning. We're listening to the audio version of Dark Science, Food and Freedom by Dr. Will Tuttle, published on January 5th, 2021. For the written version, please visit worldpeacediet.com. We're hearing the music of Will Tuttle, and this is from his album Animal Songs. This is the Pig Song. We also heard the Fish Song and Alive. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll finish up with this article, Dark Science, Food and Freedom, followed by Vegan Music.
Hey, it's Nancy from Angel Band.
And Allie Page from Angel Band.
And you're listening to Community Radio WCUW in Worcester, 91.3. Streaming at WCUW.org.
This is Victor Wainwright, and won't you consider making a tax-deductible donation to your community radio? Your donation will keep your favorite program alive on WCUW, and we thank you.
And much thanks to you for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Nara in Worcester, Massachusetts. And we're continuing with Dark Science, Food and Freedom by Dr. Will Tuttle. To practice non-cooperation with the forces of slavery of animals and humans as livestock, and to speak up on behalf of freedom, justice, and the rights of all living beings to fulfill our purposes on this beautiful earth. There is an ongoing spiritual quickening in the heart of humanity in each one of us, making time daily to reconnect with the eternal essence of our true nature, can contribute to the benevolent vegan revolution that liberates animals and thus ourselves. It's essential that we connect ever more authentically with our inner wisdom in order to discern the dark forces masquerading as our benefactors and learn to take self-responsibility for our health on every level. Ultimately, the only freedom is self-responsibility. That article is titled Dark Science, Food and Freedom by Dr. Will Tuttle, published on January 5th, 2021. You can also find it in written form at worldpeacediet.com. And then we'll be hearing some really great vegan music. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow, in Worcester, Massachusetts. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in. And let's start out with Danny Hamilton. It's What You Want.
I see you picking at the carcass of another slave. Decapitated, inseminated, run away. A baby, they keep him in a cage. I'd show you footage, but it wouldn't matter anyway. Just swallow death if that is what you want. Hey, hey, wait. You claim to be an empathetic lover of all life, and yet you're paying for the longest running genocide. You're right. Now tell me, are they fuck lying? You're unacceptable.
mouth. A generation of open mouths. We will not silently fall tonight. They'll keep on killing 50 million every day. And our silence is as violent as the butcher's blade. Their babies ripped away and sold as slaves. You've got the power, it's the hour of reckoning. You could change the world if that is what you want. Hey, hey, hey.
This is Diesel Automatic. Dairy is scary.
Gary. Gary.
I'm a vegan, you hear me? Of animal products, I'm wary. I'm telling them dairy is scary, so I don't eat cheese, I eat Gary. Not your Yourofsky, but it's plant-based. Stuff it in my damn face. This cheese ain't made from dairy, but you can't tell by the damn taste. Plus, this stuff got no mucus, but a pus. Got no hormones, you don't need dairy for your bones to be tough. And that calcium, I get enough by eating leafy green stuff. And guess what? Plants have protein, no way needed for me to be buff. Dairy cows suffer, mother's baby taken from her just to satisfy the taste. Buds of human are the suckers. Tradition and convenience are the reasons, ain't it crazy how corporate propaganda turning humans into baby cows? I'm a vegan, you hear me? Of animal products, I'm wary. I'm telling them dairy is scary, so I don't eat cheese, I eat Gary. Not your Yourofsky, but it's plant-based. Stuff it in my damn face. This cheese ain't made from dairy, but you can't tell by the damn taste.
Gary, what? Gary, what? Gary, what? Vegan, Gary, what? Gary, what? Gary, what? Plant-based, Gary, what? Gary, what? Gary, what? Vegan, Gary, what? Gary, what? Gary, ooh. Plant-based bigness.
Yeah, you know we gotta have fun with it. Still spit that truth though. You know what we do? Get big on them.
The next song is also Diesel, featuring TK the artist. No Beef.
Compassion's what I believe.
I'm a vegan. Chill.
I ain't eating no beef. No beef.
This what I believe in. Let's go.
I ain't eating no beef. No beef.
Cause you know that I'm a vegan. Chill.
I ain't eating no beef. No beef.
I help you be a raw eater. Let's go.
Got beef with beef. A whole bunch of killers roaming the streets. I'm like, what's the point of killing yourself like a tool, like a beast? They think it's a joke. Not only vegans that give out the grief. Animals cry too. Cruelty free eats. Y'all looking like creeps, eating poison, take y'all seats. This for the beach, we got the message of we come in peace. We can make burgers with coconut meats, making nutrition, nutrition and yeast. All this pain, suffering ceases, no more hurricanes tracking the streets. Holistic doctors, okay, and clap, contract briefs. Vaccines, now say the least, keep your beliefs. But when I see salads with meat, I get the creeps. Y'all on the toilet on your knees, eating cheese. Hip hop and fitness, dropping gems, vegans my witness. TK, plant-based business, vegan rapper, keep y'all out of business. Hip hop and fitness, dropping gems, vegans my witness. TK, plant-based business, vegan rappers, keep y'all out of business.
I ain't eating no beef, no beef, no beef. Cause you know that I'm a vegan.
I'm a vegan.
I ain't eating no beef,
no beef, no beef.
Compassion's what I believe.
What I believe.
I ain't eating no beef,
no beef, no beef.
Cause you know that I'm a vegan.
I'm a vegan.
I ain't eating no beef,
no beef, no beef.
No, my food was never screened,
never screened, never
screened. I ain't eating no beef,
no beef, no beef.
Cause you know that I'm a vegan.
I'm a vegan.
I ain't eating no beef,
no beef, no beef.
Compassion's what I believe.
What I believe.
I ain't eating no beef,
no beef, no beef.
Cause you know that I'm a vegan.
I'm a vegan.
I ain't eating no beef,
no beef, no beef.
No, my food was never screened,
never screened.
I ain't eating no beef,
no beef,
no beef, no beef. I ain't eating no beef.
Just the kids in pajamas with the little lambs painted blue and white. Tuck them in with the nursery book of baby bunnies sleeping tight. Salt and pepper shaker cows, oven mitts of chicks and sows, creatures great and small, we love them all. Next day, time for a family trip to see the animals in jail. Prisoners all the way from Africa, Alaska, and the Conga Trail. Elephants in pink tutus, till they're used as research tools. Creatures great and small, we love them all. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you.
This is Ellie Sarti, Creatures Great and Small. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Please join us again next week. Hear this program again at vegansradio.wordpress.com.
Lunchtime, it's bologna sandwiches in the lunchbox picturing babe. Hop in, we'll take a carriage horse ride, though it's 90 in the shade. We'll kill two birds with one stone, put our ducks all in a row. Creatures great and small, we love them. Lullabies and Bible songs say they are weak, we are strong. As we sing the golden rule, don't do what you don't want done to you.
This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a good day.
We love them all. We love them all.